Good afternoon, Properties. This is Audra.
Hey, Audra. I'm in apartment.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not actually. I'm just visiting. But it seems like you guys, you know how you guys have like the stairs that go down to the basement?
Uh-huh.
Would it be a problem if we installed like a trap door instead, because we don't want to use the stairs?
Okay, who am I talking to?
My name's Stacy.
And why, and I'm sorry, why would you want to install a trap door? Who are you? You're not a tenant.
Well, because that asshole from 3E always stands in the stairwell and he smokes.
Okay, someone in 3E in smoking in the stairwell?
Yes, but I'm... Because, see, I need to actually get down to do my laundry, and he always standing in there. But we just wanted to install, like, a trap door. It's way too cold outside to be going through the stairwell.
Well, no, we can't. I can't have somebody just installing trap doors.
Well, what if we do it for you? Will you pay for it?
No. No, you can't just install a door on our building.
Well, what if we paid for it?
You still can't install a door on the building. I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're talking about. It when I think of trap door, I think of Looney Tunes and somebody steps on it and they fall. That's a trap door.
Oh no. Like,
so, you're talking about it. What do you mean that you want to install a trap door?
We just want to be able to move our rug over and go down that area instead of using the common stairwell.
No, you have to use the common stairwell.
What if, well, we already kind of started.
What do you mean you already kind of started?
I mean, we just kind of started.
You ripped a rug up?
Yes.
Okay, rug's going to need to be repaired.
Well, I mean, no, not really. I mean, it can just stay up, and we just have it, like, as a flap so that we can lift the flap if we need to.
And what is the reason why? First of all, I don't even know why I'm discussing this with you. You're not the tenant. What has this got to do with you?
Here.
You don't live there.
I live here.
Oh,
no,
you do?
I'm just not the person on the lease.
So you're living in with who has housing and is not allowed to have anyone living with her?
Well, not exactly.
Well, you just got done telling me that you live there. Well, and now I'm going to be obligated to notify housing that she's in violation of her lease.
Listen.
You just got done telling me that you live there.
I've only been here for 2 days. Okay?
Well, then you don't live. Did you move in or you're just visiting?
No, I didn't move my stuff in. I was just here for the weekend.
Well, then why are you telling me you live there? You just got done telling me that I live there.
Conclusions.
No, words that came out of your mouth. You said I live there.
If you listen instead of making assumptions, you might
learn. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have assumed that what I heard out of your mouth was I live there, even though that is exactly what you said. Okay. First of all, I'm going to have to send maintenance now over to that apartment tomorrow and see what kind of damage you guys have done to the carpeting.
Wait, you said now, tomorrow. Is it now or tomorrow?
I said now I am going to have to call maintenance and send them over there tomorrow to check to see if there are what damages you guys have done.
Well,
number one,
by the time you do that, we'll have it all cleaned up anyway.
All right, please clean it up, get it fixed. I don't want to see any damages. You cannot put in trap doors. You must use the common areas. And I don't understand how somebody who's only visiting there for 2 days has this concern.
Well, I'm leaving tonight. And I just want to do her a favor before I leave.
Okay. No, you have to use... She has to use the common areas. There should be no reason why she can't use the common areas. There should be absolutely no reason.
We already started.
You already started what?
Why are you being such a bitch about this? We already started.
All right, you know what? I'm not going to discuss this with you, especially if you're going to resort to name-calling me.
I wasn't name-calling.
You just got done calling me the B word. I swear to God, did you that not just come out of your mouth?
So you can't say the B word, but you can say swear to God.
Okay, you know what? I am done with you. She has to use the common areas. If I find damage to that apartment, I find out you're living there and you're not supposed to be. She's going to be in trouble.
I'm not living there. Why are you jumping to conclusions?
Okay, I'm not. You're
why,
psycho.
Why are
Properties. This is Audra.
Hello, my name's Roy. I've been doing some construction work over here. They just told me I had to quit. I'm an independent contractor with Royco Construction.
Yes, first of all, it's an apartment building. They rent that apartment.
Okay.
They had no authorization from us to make any modifications to that unit whatsoever.
Oh, I see.
I just left a message for our maintenance supervisor that he is to go there first thing tomorrow morning to assess for any damages.
Okay. Well, we didn't, like, I had to stop anyway because we cut the hole in the floor, on the subfloor and everything. That's about 4 foot mm-hmm. by 4 foot. But we can't, like, the joists are in the way and we can't take those out because it's going to have support issues.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Roy from Royco.
And from what's the company?
Royco Construction.
Royco Construction. And can I have your phone number, Roy?
Oh, sure. Sure. It's area code 4545.
4545.
Yes.
And you're saying you cut a hole through our subfloor without having written authorization from the owner of the building?
Well, we got authorization from and we got permits and everything.
The tenant.
We have no way of knowing that. She told us she was the owner.
Well, now you do realize it's an apartment, correct?
Ma'am, you don't need to talk to me like that. I'm not retarded.
Okay. Well, all right. I know you're not retarded, sir. I apologize. I'm just very angry with the last phone call I got about how they're installing trap doors and this and that. I did not even realize that they actually had someone from a construction company over there doing this.
So are you going to be paying
they
me for this?
I'm going to pay you for it.
Okay.
First off, also going to be paying us for whatever it costs for us to repair the work that you've done to get the building back to its original state.
Okay. Well, I'm putting in support beams right now, posts in the basement, so we can go ahead and cut these joists out.
Don't you cut the joists out.
No, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I've already been paid.
You need to stop.
No, I've been paid already for this part of the job, so I'm going to go ahead and cut the joists out now.
No, you cannot cut the joists out.
I signed a contract.
You have to understand. You have to understand, Roy. You is a tenant. She doesn't own the building. I'm not trying to talk to you like you're retarded. I swear. But you cannot cut through our building.
Well, she's already paid
without
me.
Without written consent from the owner of the building.
Well, no, I have the contract here that's written, and I have to finish the
and
job I started, or else I'm going to have to give her back her money if I don't finish. And I've already bought all the supplies and everything.
Right. If you know what's good for you legally, you're going to stop right now. Because if you continue this job, it is going to end up suing you. So I would strongly recommend you stop where you are. Well, what you've done is safe and secured.
Well, no one here is stopping me. So I'm just going to finish what I've been paid to do. I'm just going to put up 4 support poles in the basement and then cut out the joists so the hole's complete. And then I've got a guy coming in that's going to do the stairs.
Okay.
But he's not going
to
be here.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to try to get the owner of the building on the phone for you. Can you hold?
Oh, I thought you were the owner.
So I'm the property manager. The owner's in.
Now someone else is the owner. I don't even think you're being honest with me.
I didn't say I was the owner. I never said I was the owner. I said that you did not have permission from the owner. I was the owner.
No, you said you were the owner.
No, I did not. Don't start talking now. Please don't talk to me like I'm retarded. Can you hold, please? And I will get the owner on the phone.
I have a nephew that's retarded, and that's offensive to me. So you can stop saying retarded.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what, Roy? You're the one that started this with me. You're the one that used that term initially.
I never said that.
You used that term initially. Yes. Yes, you did, sir. Okay. You know, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to tell you just to stop what you're doing.
Okay, I'm just going to finish these posts so I can go
home. And you're
going
to keep cutting holes in our building.
And then you can stop. You can stop.
All right, hold on.
Brad
hold
tomorrow.
On, please. I'm going to get the owner.
Before
can
he
you
does
hold,
the
please, for 1 second while I get the owner?
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Why is she being such a bitch about it?
Who knows? I'm looking for construction sound effects.
That's good.
Hello, Roy?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I'm the broker here, okay? And
hold on, I can't hear you over the sound of this power saw. Sawing through the joists.
I'm the broker here, and apparently the tenant has no authority to do anything with that facility.
Okay.
You know, if you're enabling work for that tenant, okay, you are actually breaking the law.
Okay, well, I have a contract.
Okay, they have no right to do anything unless they get approval from us.
Maybe she'll be in trouble with the law, but not me.
Okay, so if you're doing anything at all, I'd stop immediately. Or we'll have the police come over there right now.
Okay, well, hold on. I got to cut through the rest of this joist here.
What's that?
I got to cut through the rest of this joist. Hold on.
So if you cut through the joist, that's a problem because we're going to have the police cut out.
Oh, no, it's okay because we put support posts in the basement, so it's fine.
I don't care. You're not supposed to be doing anything.
Well, don't tell me how to do my job because I'm a professional.
You're not supposed to touch that facility.
I'm a professional at this, so don't tell me how to do my job.
It doesn't matter. We'll have the police come out. Okay, if you're not going to leave and stop work immediately, we'll have the police come out. We'll call them up right now.
Okay, I'll stop then, I guess.
Okay, well, you better leave the building, too, because you don't have permission to be in there.
No, gave me permission, so that's all right.
Has no permission, has no right to give you permission. In her lease, she's not allowed to.
Oh, she's not allowed to have visitors, then.
She's not allowed to have visitors in the basement.
Well, I'm not in the basement. I'm upstairs right now.
You could be in her apartment, but not in the basement.
I'm in her apartment. I'm sawing through the joist. But her apartment's sort of a part of the basement now because there's a big hole.
Okay, well, you better repair it because if it's not fixed,
she's not gonna wanna pay
me. Going to be... What's that?
She's not going to want to pay me if I repair it. So, no, I'm not repairing anything.
Well, she's going to have to pay you to repair it because we're going to be suing her.
Whatever. I'll let you go now. I got to finish this.
Hey, you can't finish. Okay, well, I'm calling the police then.
No,
okay,
don't call the police. Don't call the police.
I am calling the police. You're destroying property that you have no right to destroy.
It's in a contract.
It doesn't matter. It's not a contract with us. We own the building. You know, she has no right to enter a contract with you at all. You're going to end up going to jail, buddy.
Nobody's going to jail. Maybe you should go to
jail
for harassing phone calls.
Okay, well, I will call the police unless you leave and stop you're doing right now.
I'm leaving now. I've left. I'm outside now. Okay, bye.
Okay, if you go back in there and you work on that property...
I'm going back
one more time.
I'm going back to get my hammer.
Well, go ahead back and get your hammer now and then get out of there. And where is I want to talk to her?
She's busy. Okay, I gotta go. I gotta clean up here.
Well, we're heading over there if that's the case.
Okay,
I mean,
fine.
You're telling me she's not going to talk to me? She's busy.
Fine.
That's a problem.
Yeah, you come over here and you come over here and talk to me like that to my face.
The police are coming over there, not me.
You said you're coming over there. You said we.
No, I said the police will come over there. Mike, it won't be us coming over. It won't be me coming over. It'll be our maintenance crew coming over along with the police.
You clearly said we. So now I think you're impersonating a police officer, and that's illegal.
I'm just telling you, buddy. Okay.
Okay, I gotta go. I'm on the clock, and I have to go.
Okay. Well, if you're on the clock, get the hell out of there. Because if you touch that property anymore,
don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
You know.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus,
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 cactus. I'm playing games.
Cactus,
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 cactus. I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Cactus,
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 cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus,
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 cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 You don't make a house a pool.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, you are listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 471 for June 7th, 2018. I'm not sure who the sponsors are today. Let me make a quick phone call here.
7-Eleven, how may I help you?
Hey there, it's Brad from the Situation Room. Could you tell me who the sponsors are today for the Snowplow Show?
Sponsors for the what?
The Snowplow Show.
Okay, one moment. Okay. This is the sponsors for the Snowplow Show. FOD 87, Sonor, high school graduate, Jessica Cow, Jamie F. as in Frank.
Okay, great. That was perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, there you have it. FOD 87, Sonor, high school graduate, Jessica Cow, and Jamie F. as in Frank, apparently.
Thanks, all five of you, for sponsoring today's episode of the Snowplow Show. Your support is greatly appreciated. Today, Stacy is joining me to make some calls to apartment places, like we always seem to do when we get together for calls. So that's what we're doing today. Before that, just a couple of things. Number one, clown sec coins are apparently being mailed out. I don't know why I'm announcing that, but I'm excited about it. I'm pretty sure he made my clown sec coin pink and purple, which is pretty great. I was not expecting that. Those should be in the mail for everyone, though, if you supported the clown sec coin project, the latest one. I have no idea if he has more available, but maybe he'll have some over at clownsec.com. Not clownsex.com. Don't make that mistake, like I did. Speaking of Stacy, she was on an episode of Mr. Biggs last night. Mr. Biggs actually did a live call-in show for, I don't know, about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, I can't remember. And I was able to get through. Stacy called in and annoyed the crap out of Mr. Biggs for a while. And Carol got through. I think some other PLA people got through, but I'm not sure because they were all just saying weird things and making up fake names and stuff. Just trying to harass Mr. Biggs, but it was a lot of fun. Everybody should listen to that. I don't know if it's up yet for the general public to hear. I think it might be private for now until he edits it, but you can definitely hear it on his Patreon over at patreon.com/Mr. Biggs. I think you can anyway. I'll have a link in the show notes just in case. If not, I'm sure it'll be out soon, so keep an eye out for that. Hopefully he does tons more of those. Carol got through and he got sick of her shit and like slammed down the phone on her. Kind of rude. What else? Calls of Mass Confusion. There are new episodes out. I watched one today with Carlito in it. It was fucking hilarious. Carlito does this thing, which is really, really horrible, where he does fake job interviews on Skype video, and he says, hey, I need to call up one of your references here real quick while you're on the phone with me. And the Roycipient's like, okay, and gives him a phone number. He does this on his show a lot, too, on his regular audio show. But he'll get, like, a family member or a friend on the phone or whatever while the guy's on video, and it goes a little bit like this.
You're shoplifting, so we're actually going to be arresting him.
You caught who?
We caught, I guess his name is Dale. He's been shoplifting. He's here drinking. I'm at the Target store in Richardson.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. He was shoplifting and went into the bathroom. And he started masturbating inside the public restroom here.
Yep.
Here, let me turn.
Good stuff, Carlito. That's him talking to this guy's reference and telling him that he's been arrested for shoplifting. Come pick him up. That's good stuff. Back on Sunday, there was a new one with me in it. I played the part of a self-driving car again. You know, the wisecracking self-driving car. G-Ad had his self-driving car system run a background check on this girl we were talking to. And it went something like this.
This is one of those things I'm trying to get big news spin on. And then all of a sudden they're going to be like, 11-year-old prostitute drives around AI car. I can't deal with that. That's not going to be good for people.
The Free Vroom Vroom system does not lie, Santa. You are the liar. Got arrested at age 10 for prostitution, and you were arrested 12 times in 2013 for drug possession and sales.
Damn!
Yes, I know everything. You lowlife motherfucker.
Yep, and she seems to disagree with us. She thinks a self-driving car can make mistakes. But nope, we know everything, so be sure to go look at those videos. Those are over at youtube.com/comcpranks. G-Ad is still releasing 2 episodes every single week. So many that I'm not even caught up. It looks like there's 4 of them here that I haven't watched yet. I think that's it. Let's get started with this show, starring Stacy in her first Snowplow Show appearance in about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now.
Ha! Remember payphones? Those were the days. I mean, where would Superman change now? Inside a little tiny cellular phone? No way, you'd have to be way too small, wouldn't work.
What are we doing?
I don't know, we're going to do apartment calls, right? We're going to talk about how, like, we've adopted the possum?
Someone's been telling me that I need to, say that my toilet's been broken, so I've been peeing in the pool.
You can ask them what the hours are for the pool and then be like, well, I need y'all to keep it open a little later because sometimes I have to pee in the middle of the night.
You have to do a call though because
okay.
It's been a while for you.
Okay. Hello. I was calling to see if you guys were going to be installing a pool anytime soon.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've been living here, and like, I'm tired of you guys not having a pool, and so I've kind of like developed my own solution inside my apartment, but everyone has found out about it. Like, all the neighbors have found out. They're constantly coming over to use my pool, and I really think that you should, you know, have a pool so that people stop using mine.
Who's this?
This is Stacy, and like, I'm tired of people using my pool, and I want to know, do you guys have plans to make one?
No, we're HUD subsidized, yeah, so we don't. HUD really doesn't have any kind of plans to have us have a pool.
Yeah, well, I've lived in these kinds of apartments before, and they had pools.
Yeah, well,
I'm tired of people using my pool. I don't know if you can put out, like, a notice that, like, hey, stop using Stacy's pool. I can't say no, because I'm, like, a nice person, you know.
What unit are you in? Ma'am?
I'm in Building 7.
Building 7. Okay. Which unit?
I don't want to say where I am because you're gonna take my pool away.
For one thing, yeah, because if you're in a top floor unit or a second floor unit, you shouldn't have that kind of water in your unit for the fact that, you know, you could leak downstairs and cause somebody damage.
Well, I mean, has anybody called and complained? Because I guarantee you, the people under me are pretty happy that I have a pool. Because they keep coming upstairs, knocking on my door, asking me to use it. And they're kids, you know? But
yeah.
I can't say no to kids. They just want to have fun, you know? And
yeah.
I'm just tired of people using my pool. But it's fine. Over. Like, we put, like, a bunch of saran wrap down and, like, duct tape. And, I mean, it's fine. It, like, takes up an entire bedroom, though. And I would rather, like, at some point I'm going to call you and ask you to help me drain it. But I really want you to have a pool first before I drain it.
We're not ever going to have a pool. Too much liability, for one thing.
Well, I think it's a huge liability to have people coming over to my apartment and swimming in my bedroom.
That's another part of the liability part, is if I know you have a pool, we have to ask you to get rid of it.
Well, that's why I'm not telling you which apartment I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I can't be the first one to put a pool in.
Yeah, you are, actually.
Am I?
I've been here for forever. And
oh, come on. I doubt that.
I'm serious. I've never had anybody tell me they have a pool in their unit.
Okay, well, what can I do?
I would suggest you get rid of it before we find out who you are and make you get rid of it.
That sounds, it's complicated because I can't get rid of all this water now. Like, I don't, we took out everything out of the bedroom and created like a perfect plastic casing, container, whatever. We have all the water contained, but, like, there's nowhere for it to go. So I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know if you want to come help me get rid of it or whatever. I would really prefer, though, that I have a pool to go to this summer.
But we have access to Mililani Town's pools. All you got to do is get a pass from them. And we have
to do that. Yeah, but that's, like, not here, you know? It's like, I have to go somewhere else. I don't even have a car. and I can't walk very far. So, you know, at this point, I should be charging people to use my pool. It's probably all I can do. Can you send out a notice to stop using Stacy's pool?
Yeah, I'm not even supposed to know you have a pool. So how am I going to put out a notice?
Yeah, but I mean,
to stop using your pool.
You can just say, I know that everyone here is using Stacy's pool. Please stop. I mean, seriously, you have to have a procedure for this. I could not be the first one.
You are the first one. Seriously.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, whatever. I don't believe you. I'm just going to keep having my pool. Nobody's complaining. So I don't see how it's a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye.
She sounded a little stressed out.
Not concerned, though.
Yeah, she's very chill about the whole thing.
Right. Has that happened before?
I'm going to talk to her.
Okay.
Good morning, my canali, Lisa.
Hey there. I am a tenant here. Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
And I live... I'm in the downstairs apartment below Stacy. You know, she's the one with the pool. And she just kicked me out and said I can't use her pool anymore.
I'm wondering if you guys got the wrong property.
What, us guys? I'm the only one that's called. I live at Drive.
Okay. And what is your name?
This is Brad. So upstairs, the lady that lives up there, she's constructed a pool in her bedroom, and it's been leaking. And she said, as long as I don't tell, I can use the pool, and now she's kicking me out. So, I've got water leaking all the 24/7 down into trash cans in my bedroom.
Yeah, of course, because they're not authorized to have a pool. Obviously, you're telling me right now... because you said she let you use it if you don't...
But she just she just kicked me out. What's that lady in the background saying?
What's your last name?
Carter.
You know what? Are you even a resident here?
I am. I wouldn't be on the lease because my roommate's on the lease. But
can you come into the office?
I'm just saying I think it's bullshit that I can't use the pool anymore. And I wouldn't have to do this if you guys would just... If you just had a pool here on the grounds.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are like a joke. You guys need to come in the office. You need to come in the office if you have a problem because we don't even authorize any pools in any unit.
What do you mean us guys? And it's not in my apartment. It's in Stacy's apartment upstairs.
She was letting you use it without telling anybody that she had one. So obviously we didn't even know.
No, the other neighbors use it too, but she has a problem with me because she says I'm creepy.
If you have a... Where are you located right now?
I'm in my apartment. And the ceiling's leaking and the ceiling's drooping.
Is it a problem for you to come into the unit, the office right now, the property site office?
I can in a little bit, I guess. I'm watching TV right now. But why do I have to come in? I'm telling you over the phone. What she said? Okay. She was saying something in the background. She kept saying my name. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
The lady you talked to.
They were probably looking you up. Yeah.
They didn't ask our apartment numbers.
Right.
That was nice.
Yeah, he told me there were 7 buildings. I was like, I'm in building 7. They didn't really seem to care as much as other apartments do. I don't know. I guess Hawaii. Was that Hawaii?
Yeah. They've got other shit to deal with. They're like, you know, volcanoes going off next to them and stuff.
Well, the volcano is very small. Affecting a very small area, I think.
Oh, where's the area? Let's call the apartments in that area.
No.
Something just opened up in my floor.
You should call back in 30 minutes and say that I've gotten violent. You tried to get back in the pool and
Hey, what if you call back right now and you say that I was banging on the ceiling with a broomstick because I was angry, and now the pool's got a hole in it?
Okay. I tried to tell her.
Okay, ready, set, go.
You tried to tell her it's leaking.
No, just tell her I was banging with a broomstick.
Okay. Why did you send this guy over to my apartment? He's angry at me now. What did you say?
Fuck it. She hung up.
Okay. Whatever. What about California? Property value is a little higher in California.
Okay. I wasn't going to do California because I feel like I've done everything, like all the major cities. I'm just going to find some small cities. Because I'm always looking for something on the West Coast. So I'm always just looking around California. Here, I'm going to look in mid-California. Hey, see how there's a path cutting through the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Ask if they can get rid of the path because people keep cutting through your yard.
Okay. Okay.
Police department, this is Bridget.
Oh, crud. This isn't really the police department, is it?
No.
Why'd you say that?
Place apartments.
Oh, shit. Okay, let me put my wife, Stacy, on. We're tenants here. Here you go, Stacy.
Okay. I was wondering if it would be all right if, you know that pathway that's like in between the buildings? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, who are you calling?
I'm calling apartments.
I'm not apartments.
What? Who are you?
Place apartments.
Oh my God.
Are you calling the ones in?
Yeah, I'm calling the ones at 45 Drive.
That's where me. I live.
Are you kidding me?
Honey, tell her to stop being a bitch.
Are you joking me right now?
No, you. Who is this?
So this is Stacy, and I cannot believe you work for the apartments I live at. Look, there's a path in between that goes behind my apartment. And people keep walking over this path. I have hired some people to come here tomorrow morning and put some dirt
What apartment
over
are you in?
My part of the path.
And what apartment
put some
are
grass
you in?
Over it. And I'm in 135, and I need people to stop walking so close to my window. I am going to move the path. I am going to put dirt over it and grass over it and move the path so it goes kind of further away from my apartment. The people doing this are called Royco. They're going to be here in the morning. They're going to have to section off part of the apartments. But they should be out of your hair by the end of the day. And you don't have to worry. I'm paying them. I'm the one paying. But Royco will be here tomorrow. Just wanted to let you know to go ahead and
Honey,
let them
you are
in
calling the wrong apartments. Because I don't have a Stacy that lives in 135.
So, are you at 45 Drive? Because that's where I live. I live here, and I am telling you, this is where I'm sending
You're
Royco
not in my
tomorrow.
Apartment, you don't. I'm at 45 Drive in...
Yes, that's where I'm at. But what I'm trying to tell you, whether or not you believe me, Royco is going to be there. And they're going to want to do the work that I contracted them for. And I'm
you
just
cannot
letting you know it's a courtesy.
I'm sorry, you are very confused.
No, I'm not. These are the place apartments.
No, I'm place apartments.
Oh, my God. That's what I said.
I do not have a Stacy that lives in my apartment in 135.
Okay, look. These are the apartments that are in between Continental and... Right?
Yeah, and one Continental and...
Okay, well, you might be getting some contractors sent to your apartment. I might have gotten the wrong one. Oh, my God. I don't know how to fix this because they're closed already. I guess you're going to have Roy Co. show up tomorrow. I can't stop them.
Who's showing up? Well, you can't do anything to somebody's property anyway without their permission.
Well, they have permission from me, and I already signed the
okay,
contract.
Okay, do you own the apartments?
No, but they didn't ask.
Be arrested for messing with somebody else's property.
Who's going to get arrested?
You don't live in my apartments.
Well, maybe I got the wrong apartment complex, but I've already signed all the documents. And I don't even live there, apparently, so you're just going to have
you don't
these
live
guys
in mine. I'm sorry, but I have a single elderly man that lives in my apartment 135.
Yeah, I think I called. Oh, shoot. You know, I gave them your information, and I meant to do a different, shoot. Now I'm going to have people walking by my window continuously because of this stupid path, and I just wanted them to fix it and move it, and now I'm going to have to wait until they're all done over there, pay them, and then hire them again to do it on my actual apartment.
They're not doing anything to my property. I'll have them arrested.
Well, I've already paid for it, though. I have already paid for it.
But they cannot
closed.
Touch
they're
my property. I'll have them arrested.
I don't know about
so
this.
If somebody shows up, I'll tell them to call you, okay? And your name is Stacy.
Yeah, but I don't want to be called. You know what? I'm going to try to call Roy Co. and let them know that I got the wrong apartment. Obviously, the wrong address written down. They really should have called you first, but I'll go ahead and call them and let them know. Hopefully they can cancel it.
Okay.
Okay. Are you going to be around for a while?
No, I get off at 5 o'clock.
Okay, but you'll be there in the next few minutes?
Yeah, I'll be here till 5.
Okay, I'll call them and I'll let you know what they say.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't think that was the wrong apartment.
No, it was the right one. Like, it's got a different name on it. Like, maybe they changed their apartment name and they just didn't update it in Google or update it in the
know.
Light.
But
it's definitely
the
right one. She gave you the right address.
I know. That's why I'm so confused. But I guess if you want, you can call back as Roy Co. and
oh,
tell
yeah.
her.
So tell her I'm going to be there, whether they want me to or not.
Because Stacy already paid, and she wrote down your address, and you already bought all the supplies.
I don't feel like redoing the paperwork.
Yeah.
The suppliers are already on their way with all the sod and...
And they're going to be there today at 6:30, after she gets off work.
Yes. That's what I'm doing. Should I call her right now?
Yeah.
Police department, this is Bridget.
Hello. I'm calling from Royco Construction.
Yeah.
And I just talked to one of my customers, Stacy.
Yeah.
She's what are you laughing about?
Because she does not live out here.
She said she did.
Well, I don't care what she said. I'm the manager. I have my tenant list in front of me. And she does not live out here.
Well, nevertheless, she paid us for this job. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I told her. I've already done the paperwork. I've already hired all the people I need.
I don't care. You're not coming on my property and doing anything.
You know how there's a path that goes right through the middle there? Like a sidewalk type thing?
You have got to have the wrong apartments. But nobody is coming onto my property and touching my property.
No, they're not going to touch the property. They're going to remove all the sidewalks.
Nobody is removing sidewalks off my property.
Yes, they are. We were paid to do this. Like, we were paid a
by
lot.
By who?
By Stacy.
I don't know any Stacy, and you cannot touch a rental property without the owner's permission.
Yes, we can. I'll show you the contract.
No, you can't, and I will have you arrested.
No, I have a contract right here.
I don't care who you have a contract with.
With Stacy.
You cannot touch a rental property without the owner's consent.
I can if I have a contract, and that's why we're going
to... No, you cannot. It's illegal.
Okay, look. We were supposed to be there...
Look, I'm a landlord. I've been a landlord for 18 years. I know the law. You cannot touch somebody's personal property without their permission.
Okay, you're taking this too personally. We're just going to rip up the sidewalks. That's all.
You're not going to rip up anything.
Except for the sidewalks. Man. What the hell?
Wow. So, there is a sound clip in there. I've been a landlord for 18 years.
No, I've been a landlord for 18 years. It's like she forgot what year right. It was.
But it's kind of like the hematology.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lady like, I'm a hematologist. Okay.
Oh, and as soon as she answered and it sounded like she said police department, I'm like, oh, shit. I talked to her already. She's going to know my voice.
Okay, so you should just call her back and be like, we're just going to have some guys drop some stuff off. They don't know anything. I can't contact them. Just please be nice to them. You sound angry. Tell her she sounds angry. You don't want your guys getting arrested.
Police Department, this is Bridget.
Hey, Bridget. I need to let
you
know.
Hey,
No, look. I got to let you know there's a dump truck on the way full of sod. They're going to dump it in the middle of the complex there. They're already on the way.
Well, they're going to get arrested.
No, they're not going to dig up the sidewalks. That happens in the morning.
Nobody's dumping anything in here.
No, it's... Okay, she hung up.
Oh, my God. But, like...
I couldn't talk the way she said.
You don't want them to get arrested, and you can't get a hold of them. I don't know.
Hey, wait, what if...
I don't know what else.
Yeah, just forget this place. She's had enough. What if...
This reminds me of the trapdoor. Because you were like, I already paid for the materials.
Remember, I kept
playing... I'm just going to go back to get my hammer.
I kept playing sound effects of a saw or whatever.
Yeah.
Good times.
I wish we had a third person that could call that lady and be like, yeah, we've received some complaints about you being an angry bitch.
Hey, this is Willie. I'm the dump truck driver.
I lost her number, though. Okay, hold on. I'm going to find it.
That sounds really convincing, actually.
Okay, hold on. I gotta find her number.
Yeah, ask for directions.
Oh, wait. I gotta change my number, too. This will be hilarious.
Be confused when she won't give you directions.
Police Department, this is Bridget.
Hello, ma'am. I'm calling from the sod delivery company. I'm on my way over with a truck full of sod.
Nobody's dumping anything here.
Oh, no, it's a delivery. It's been paid for.
No, it's not coming here. Nobody here has delivered it. I mean, has ordered it.
Ma'am, I just need to make sure I have the address correct, because I'm on my way over. I'm 5 minutes away. All right, so...
You're not dumping anything here.
Well, like, I'm going to be dumping sod, like a big
pile.
No,
you're not!
I have to.
Jesus.
I feel really sorry for the old people that live there. She probably yells at them all the time.
Probably.
Apartments, this is Amber.
Hey, Amber, I'm a tenant here. I just needed to let you know about something.
Okay.
I'm the guy that is always asking about getting a pool in here. And I've actually, my brother-in-law is a contractor. He's coming over tomorrow to start digging. To put a pool in. It's going to go right next to
Wait.
The park. You know, like the
Wait, who is this?
This is Roy. I'm a tenant here. And you know, like, the park area, right?
Yeah.
We're going to have a pool, like an in-ground pool right next to it, like just in time for summer.
Wait, why is there an in-ground pool being put into our grounds?
So we all have a pool.
If you're a tenant, that can't just be put in.
Yeah, it can. Like, my brother's a contractor. It's going to be, like, 6 foot on the deep end. and it's going to start out at 3
feet. Has that even been approved by our management?
No, it's kind of like a surprise. I'm calling to let you know. I thought you'd be more excited. It's right next to the park. There's going to be a pool between the park and that building. The big park, the play area.
No, that is no, that has to be approved by management. Everything has to be approved by management. You can't just do that.
Well, it's too late because he's hired the trucks and everything, like the backhoe, digger, caterpillar, whatever thing.
Can I get your name and number, please?
Sure, it's Roy.
Last name?
Gerbel. And the number.
What unit do you live in?
On your caller ID.
What unit do you live in, please?
301. I mean, 101.
Okay. And what building?
103. It's the one right by the park. Because I wanted it close to my building, you know?
Okay.
But
you do realize you called apartments, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know where I live. I don't see why you're getting upset, though. I'm basically...
Because you can't do that.
I'm giving you guys a free pool, basically. Like, I'm going to help with the construction and everything, so it's super cheap, but it's going to be an in-ground pool with filters and everything.
How do you spell your last name?
G-H-E-R-B-A-L-F. E.
Did you say G-H?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm just letting you know. Like, they're going to be here tomorrow morning at 8 in the morning, and they're going
to
start...
I want you to know that you will be in violation of your lease if you put that in tomorrow.
It's not me doing it. It's not me doing it. It's my brother-in-law.
By your permission?
Yeah.
You are responsible.
Yeah, but it's his contract. It's Royco Construction.
You know what? I'm going to have my people call you.
Why?
Because this is not acceptable.
They'll probably appreciate it. Your people, they'll probably be like, thank you.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll let them call you back, okay?
I know they're going to. They're going to
Okay.
They're going to be like much less of a bitch than you're being right now.
I'm not trying to be a bitch at all. I'm stating the fact that you cannot just randomly change our property without approval of the owners.
It's not random. I've been asking for this for like forever now. Like as long as I've lived here, I've said we needed a pool. Right next to the play area. So you're being a total beat.
I'm just going to... Oh, I am not. I'm following the rules. I'm going to have my boss call you back, okay?
It's going to save money because you won't have to mow all that grass. It's going to be all concrete. We're putting in concrete.
My bosses are going to call you, okay?
When? Whoa.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Do you have a phone number she could call?
Oh, I do.
You know, someone else is going to get that phone call.
Yeah.
You should call her back and give her the real, the PLA, whatever.
It's too late. Did you notice, like, she didn't mind that I called her a bitch, but when I called her a bee, she's like, whoa.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not being a bitch.
Yep.
And then you called her a bee, and she was like, ooh.
Yeah. Nobody calls her a bee.
Hello there, this is Mr. Biggs from the Stick It with Mr. Biggs podcast, and I would like to officially distance myself from the Snowplow Show and Phone Losers of America and all their nonsense and whatnot. I do not approve of calling people on the phone, making a fool of yourself, wasting their time. It's not a good use of your time, their time, all the phone company's time. Leave them alone.
I don't know the apartment number formats here, but it looks like it's a three-story place. So probably like...
Oh, okay.
Probably like, you know, 135, 235, stuff like that. But do you see they got a pool and everything? It's all...
Oh, here. Yeah. Thank you for calling. This is Sierra speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I just wanted to let you guys know that the hot tub has not been working very well, and people have been using mine in my apartment. I was wondering when you guys were going to fix that.
All right, thank you. You have a hot tub in your apartment?
Okay, That's not the point. The point is, I've been living here using my hot tub in my apartment. Whenever your hot tub breaks, people start wanting to use mine. So I need to know when you're going to fix it.
Okay. What building and unit were you in?
I'm in building 5. If I tell you my apartment, though, you're going to take my hot tub away. And all I want to know is when you're going to fix the hot tubs. The hot tub. I'm not asking or giving any other information. I just want to know when it's going to be fixed. Because at this point, I'm going to have to start charging people to use my hot tub.
Okay, would you mind if I put you on hold for just a moment?
I do mind. I'm trying to... Why can't you just tell me when the hot tub's going to be fixed? There's nothing to put me on hold for.
Because as far as I'm concerned, the hot tub should be working fine. But
no,
I want to double check on that for you.
Just warm. Can you send your maintenance guy to check the hot tub? Or maintenance
lady? I can't,
lady?
But first I have to figure out if there actually is an issue with our hot tub.
Well, I'm telling you that there is because Roy came over here and started using my hot tub without telling me. And so I had to kick him out. And he's kind of pissed off about it. And I'm like, look, I'll call the apartments for you. But I can't keep having people coming up in here using my hot tub.
Okay, let me look into that for you, okay?
I'm making a big deal out of this. Why are you making a big deal out of it?
I'm not. I just did not know about the hot tub not working, and so I want to make sure that I'm assisting this, and I want to make sure that the hot tub, what exactly is wrong with it?
Okay, well, it's not heating up. It's only just warm.
Okay, I will let the maintenance know that it's not hot.
Okay.
But I do not know when exactly it'll be fixed. That's what I need to find out.
Okay. Have you gotten any complaints about water leaking through to any apartments? Just wondering.
But does that have to do with the hot tub?
Well, not necessarily. I'm just wondering if anybody has made any complaints. Anything like that.
Okay, let me put you on hold for just a moment.
Okay, okay. Oh, God.
I'll turn it down. They have really bad reviews on here. What?
Did you want to be my husband?
Okay. Wait, in real life or on this call?
No, on the call.
Oh, shit. I was going to say I'm not ready for that yet.
Tell them you didn't appreciate the way they were talking to me.
I'm gonna say,
what are they saying?
Sounds like Sean Paul. I'm going to say I don't appreciate Sean Paul's lyrics. They're offensive.
Are you still there?
She handed me the phone because she was very offended by Sean Paul's lyrics that you put on the phone. Like you were playing some obscene music at us.
Oh, I don't know. Like I don't control what music
he was saying bong, bong, bong and talking about 6-year-olds or something. It was weird. Like, it was very offensive.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what radio station they have playing on hold.
It's an obscene one. How? What? She hung up. Oh, man. Okay, I'm calling back.
Okay.
Why would she do that?
Thank you for calling. This is Miranda. How may I help you?
Oh, is this the person that hung up on me?
Hang on just one moment.
Okay. Yeah. Ah, shit.
How can we help you?
Hey, I don't know. I was talking to someone and we got hung up on.
Yeah, how can we help you?
Well, why am I on speaker, for one thing?
Because... You are?
And why'd you
How can I help you?
Oh, okay. And why'd you hang up on me?
It was an accident. How can I help you?
Oh, that's weird, because you haven't apologized or anything for that.
How can I help you?
Well, I can put my wife back on. She needs to talk to you about your warm tub.
About our, I'm sorry, our what?
The warm tub out by the pool.
Are you guys pranking us?
No.
Okay, because it sounds kind of like you are. So how about you start out by telling me what unit you live in?
I think she already told you.
No. No, she did not.
No, she did. I heard her. I was sitting right here. Didn't you write it down?
Okay, you know what? I don't have time for this conversation if you're not going to provide me any information. What unit are you living in?
I can barely...
Listen, lady. All I did was call up and ask when the hot tub was getting fixed. I don't care about any of this other bullshit. I don't know why we're on speaker. I don't know why you're making a big deal.
This conversation is over because I will not
why
listen to you swear at me.
Deal? Why are you making a big deal? When's the hot tub getting fixed?
She hung up.
That was really a lot for just me asking when the hot tub was getting fixed.
Yeah, she hung up on me because like, I don't like obscene music talking about six-year-olds.
All they had to do was tell me when the hot tub's getting fixed. That's it. Instead, they had to put you on speaker.
Very unprofessional.
I don't get it.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, I guess now we know why that review is on there.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. The reviews on this one are like all one star, and it's just tons of complaints. Like 32 reviews, and like most of them are one stars.
Yep.
Is that where you're saying stuff about the hot tub? Because it's someone complained about it?
Yeah, because I knew, like, if their hot tub's always broken. And then she's like, I don't know if the hot tub's broken. It's like, I'm telling you the hot tub's broken.
Call department.
Hi, I was calling because I was wondering about the pool. I'm a tenant here, and sometimes the pool is closed. What are your pool hours?
The pool hours are from 8:30 to 10.
Okay, like 8:30 in the morning till 10 in the morning?
Till 10 at night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, because see, my son, he's been going to the pool in the middle of the night. Apparently, he's just been peeing in the pool at night. Which, I mean, I told him not to, but I can't really control him because he's older now. I was wondering if we could have, like, a key to the pool or, like, you could leave maybe the pool open for a while. Just maybe till, like, 1 a.m. or something because he won't use the toilet in the apartment.
I'm sorry, but who's this?
This is Stacy. I'm in 101, and I just want to know if you can keep the pool open a little longer. Because my son, I can't stop him. He's just, he goes there, he pees in the pool, and he's just doing it, like, you know, at midnight, around midnight. I just want him to be safe, though. And, you know, if the pool's closed, he starts looking around for other places. And, you know, I don't want him wandering down Douglas Avenue looking
for... Yeah, no, we can't leave it open past 10 o'clock. I mean, we have a security that closes it at 10.
But can you tell them just to do it until midnight for a few days until I can figure out what to do with this kid?
You know, I can't. I can't because he's not even supposed to be peeing in the pool.
Oh, why not?
Because he can't be peeing in the pool, ma'am. And we can't leave it open past 10 o'clock.
Wait, what's wrong with him peeing in the pool? Confused.
Ma'am, do you want to speak to my manager? I can take your number down. She can give you a call.
I don't see why this requires a manager.
Well, because I'm telling you, we can't leave it open past 10 o'clock. And, I mean, we can't.
Well, forget that. I'm concerned now because you said that we're not supposed to be peeing in the pool.
No.
But people are always peeing in the pool. They pee in the pool during the pool hours.
We're not going to open the pool past 10 o'clock so your son can go pee in it.
Well, I understand that, but I'm concerned now because you're telling me that nobody's allowed to pee in the pool. And
well, no, not purposely. No,
everyone's been peeing in the pool. So,
okay.
I mean, just the other day, I was swimming in the pool, and this kid just gets out, stands on the side of the pool, pulls out his wiener, and starts peeing all in the pool.
When you and see that, you need to give us a call so we can handle that.
What?
When you see that happening, you need to call the office so we can go ahead and take care of that situation.
Well, I didn't think it was a big deal. So I can't stop my son, but, I mean, right. Everybody else has been doing it. And, I mean, just why would I call you guys because some little kid peed in the pool the other day? Like, I don't have my phone on me while I'm in the pool.
Look, all I'm saying is that we can't open the pool past 10 o'clock for that. We really can't. We have a security, and they have protocols, and they have to follow it. And I'm sure my manager won't even allow that.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. We're going to have to find something else for him to do. But, I mean, you can't stop everyone from peeing in the pool, though. People are peeing in the pool during the day, too.
Okay.
So I don't understand what the point is.
I don't understand why we have to open the pool past 10 o'clock either.
I just told you it's fine. We'll figure something else out. And then you start talking about how nobody's allowed to pee in the pool when clearly everyone has been peeing in the pool during the pool hours.
Okay.
Like, fine, I'll just have him go during the day. That's fine. But you say there's, like, a security guard there, and I don't know how the security guard is missing, like, everyone else peeing in the pool.
Yes, he closes the pool at 10. That's when he goes out. He's not there throughout the day.
Okay, so as long as my son goes during the day, he can pee in the pool. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that, ma'am. I don't know where you're trying to get to. I mean,
I'll just have him pee in the bushes or in the laundry room or something. Our toilet has not been working, and
what is your apartment number then, so I can get that fixed for you right now?
Well, I already told you what it is, but I mean, I don't need to have it fixed. We've just been peeing in the pool, and it's been fine.
Okay, ma'am. You know, that's fine. Okay.
Do you have a problem with people that pee in the pool?
Ma'am, is there anything else I can help you with? Because I do have somebody who's waiting for me so I can take care of.
Oh, can I talk to them? Because I want to know if they pee in the pool.
Ma'am, you know what? I'm going to hang up now, okay? Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Ask them if they pee in the pool. Okay.
I'd say you made your point there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. She didn't ask, though.
She finally said it was okay, though.
She did. She said, it's fine. We can't stop you. Just don't do it at night, please. We need to call back next week, and you can complain about some kid that keeps peeing, keeps jumping the fence and peeing in the pool.
Yeah.
Angie?
Hey, Angie. I'm a tenant here. It's Roy.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How can I help you?
I needed to find out, like, is there any way to leave the pool open later at night?
Now the rules are at 10. Why? What were you needing it for some reason open later?
Well, I have to use the bathroom sometimes in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to go out there and pee in it.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Fuck. Oh, she hung up.
Not gonna happen? Like you haven't done it already?
Yeah, no kidding.
What does she know? I'll talk to her and tell her she's a bitch for hanging up on my husband.
I don't know.
It's a bladder problem.
I have bladder cancer again. I still hate that I left that in that one call.
Yeah, but that bladder cancer is so rare. So rare.
Yeah, I think you...
Like, I look up the numbers.
I think you convinced me to leave that in there.
It is so rare, though. Like... That lady's son did not have bladder cancer. That is just so weird. Let me see. Bladder cancer probability. Okay. The average time of diagnosis is 73.
Yeah, and it's her son. She couldn't have been that old.
Yeah, yeah. What is the chance of surviving bladder cancer?
I feel better now.
Here.
Thank you.
77%.
Hey, I'm a tenant here at Out.
Yes?
And I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, I just needed to find out, like, officially, what time does the pool close?
The pool is open from 8 to 8.
Okay. But, like, if I go there in the middle of the night, just for a second, it's all right, right?
Well, no, because it's locked. It's closed.
Yeah, but if I jump the fence?
No, you can't jump the fence.
Is there any way I can get a key?
Well, you have a key, but after 8, it's locked for everybody.
Yeah, but I go in there sometime. I just, like, lately, I have to get up a lot in the middle of the night and pee.
Yeah, the pool's closed. The pool's closed. It closes at 8.
Yeah, but I just need, like, what if I have to use the bathroom?
You have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I pee in the pool is what I'm saying. Who are you?
What apartment are you?
This is Roy. I'm in O.
O what?
3.
3?
33.
No, there is no 33.
6? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just wanted to find out if there's any way to get to the pool, like, late at night.
No, the pool's closed from after 8.
Okay, but I've just been jumping the fence.
Well, you're not supposed to. And if we find out, you know, you can get written up for that.
Well, I think you could be held accountable if I can't even, like, use the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Well, you can use the bathroom, but you use the bathroom in your apartment, not in our pool.
I'm not allowed there anymore. The bathroom's off limits to me.
Wow. What apartment are you?
I already told you,
Oh, yeah, okay. Which O? We have 3 O's.
3?
There's
the third one. That's what I mean by 3.
So you're in 820O?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then you dialed the wrong number because we don't have no 820. Thank you.
I don't think it's 820.
Well, you said it was.
Well, no, I said it's the third one, the third O. I think you're just trying to get out of, like, providing a healthy environment for people to live in.
Well, I will if you quit trying to get into our pool to pee in it.
It's fine to pee in a pool. It's like there's chlorine in there. It takes care of it. It's not a big deal.
No, it's not. Okay, no, it's not. And I don't know what else to tell you. The pool's closed from 8 to 8. Thank you.
Everybody pees in the pool. I wanted to get her to admit that she's peed in a pool before.
Okay.
Nope.
So, you know what you could do next time they ask for your apartment number is say, well, you don't actually live there. You've just been using the pool.
I should have. Oh, well. I didn't see
your message. You could call her back and tell her you lied and that you don't actually live there and you're coming back tonight after 8.
Okay. I'm doing it.
What a bitch.
Yeah, I hope she gets bladder cancer.
Oh, no, don't say that, because I did look up the statistics, actually.
You said the survival rate's like 70-something.
Well, survival rates are pretty high, because 9 out of 10 people with this cancer are over the age of 55.
See? Yeah, they should be dead anyway.
Okay. So, no, what I'm saying is that lady's son, well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He could have been. I don't know. Now, the chance that men will develop this cancer during their life is 1 in 27.
Hmm.
So it's not really that rare.
I see.
For women, the chance is 1 in 89.
So basically, I am a bad person for saying that to her.
But, what I was going to say, though, is that bladder cancer is the fourth most common cancer in men.
Holy shit.
Less common in women. So.
Yep. I'm a horrible person. I get it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe we should title this episode Bladder Cancer, if it was an episode.
I'm going to title it Bladder Cancer LOL. Bladder Cancer LOL.
No. No, I just thought it was rare. I like looked it up. Is bladder cancer rare? And it wasn't. Maybe it was rare at the time that we did the call. Is bladder cancer rare? Small cell carcinoma is extremely rare, accounting for fewer than 1% of all bladder cancers. Maybe I saw that and I didn't read the whole thing.
Anyway, we're dicks. Mostly me.
But I think it also has something to do with maybe not drinking enough water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're always on the road.
They're not getting that extra 2 inches of water, dick.
Right. So, yeah, you should probably feel bad. I don't know. Has anyone complained?
No, nobody's... Before? Well, maybe a couple people. Not really, though. Everyone
not, like, seriously complained.
No, I don't think so. It's just me that feels bad. Nobody else does.
Okay.
I think I'm going to insert that call right here so people know what we're talking about.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, I'm a genius. You want to call an apartment, please?
You're like, I feel bad for that call, but people should hear it.
Yeah. They should see what a terrible person I am.
Good afternoon, Brentlawn Towers.
Oh, hello. We're having a little problem with mold in our coming through the wall in the bedroom.
Okay, what and suite? What tower?
Tower okay. 1, 403.
All right, and where is it coming?
It's just kind of underneath the urinal in the bedroom.
Is this Bruce?
Yeah.
This isn't Bruce. Is this Bruce?
I'm Bruce's son.
Oh, okay. Do you live there now? Or?
Yeah. I'm not really supposed to tell anyone. But I installed a urinal in the bedroom. In the bedroom, on the wall. And
excuse me?
And the mold is directly underneath that.
You installed what on your wall?
A urinal. You know, like a bathroom for males.
Why would you do that?
Because it was too far to walk to the bathroom.
Are you ill?
Kind of. I have bladder issues.
Well, you did this. You're going to be responsible for getting rid of this. You're not supposed to do that. Are you home now?
Well, you can't have us living in a place that has mold.
Well, you can't, you're not supposed to be putting urinals in bathrooms, and if that's where it's coming from, you're the one that's created the problem.
I didn't put the urinal in the bathroom. I put it in the bedroom.
And where is the mold?
It's directly underneath the urinal. But see, there was no drain...
Are you home now, sir?
Yeah, there was no drainage pipe in that wall, so I just had the drain pipe go into the wall. So basically, it's not draining anywhere. It's just, you know, it's pooling inside the wall there.
What is? Your urine?
Yes.
Are you insane?
I figured that'd be okay, because, like, it
no,
doesn't
get... No, it's not okay. Is Marsha and Bruce even living there?
It doesn't get used more than, like, maybe twice a night.
I don't care. Is Marsha and Bruce living there?
They're not here right now.
For how long are they gone?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're their son. Did they go away for a week?
Bruce is at work right now.
All right, I'm sending my husband over there now.
But I don't see why you're getting so mad at me, because I'm just trying to explain.
I'm getting mad at you because you've done something that I've never even heard of in my entire life.
You've never heard of someone installing a urinal?
Never.
You know urinals exist, right? It's not like a made-up thing.
No, they exist, but putting it in a wall and it's got no place to drain?
Well, maybe you guys should come over and put a drain pipe in.
Well, maybe you should take the damn thing out. I am calling my husband.
I'm not taking it out because I have medical issues and I need the urinal in the bedroom.
You are not having a urinal, young man. I will call my husband. Are you home now?
We clearly are having a urinal because it's there right now. We're not taking it out.
Young man, are you home now?
Yes, but if you come over, I'm not opening the door because I don't want my urinal taken out. So good luck getting in.
I'm calling Bruce and I'm calling Marsha right now. I've never heard of anything so ludicrous. I'm calling them, okay?
Well, they're going to agree. They're not going to let you take the urinal.
No, they're not going to agree.
You can't take the urinal out.
Yes, we can.
I need
we
it.
Can
it's
do
for,
whatever we want.
For health
sir.
Reasons.
You don't
and it shows
own this
in our
apartment.
Lease.
You rent it.
It shows
you
in our lease.
You don't have it draining anywhere. You have it draining into a wall that could affect other people.
You can't discriminate against health reasons.
It's not a health reason, sir. We have a bathroom.
It is a health reason. I have bladder cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. I really am.
Well, you don't sound sorry because you're trying to take away my treatment.
No, my son just passed away from cancer, and he had bladder cancer and lung cancer, and we did not install a urinal. Okay? So don't tell me it's
maybe that's the problem. Do you ever think of that?
No, it is not the problem. Don't be so sarcastic. I am calling Bruce right now.
Fine. You're not getting my urinal.
Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon. Yeah?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got something leaking in my apartment.
What apartment are you calling from?
I'm in apartment 303, the first tower.
Okay. And where is it leaking?
It's kind of leaking from the top. I don't know if...
In what room?
I don't know. In the bedroom. Have you talked to Bruce recently? I haven't seen him recently.
Bruce who?
Bruce and Marcia, the people that live above me.
How do you know them? I'm just curious because I'm getting some really weird phone calls today.
Well, because we're neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And where do they live?
They live in 403.
Okay. The phone calls I've been getting, the last few phone calls, have just been bizarre.
How many did you get?
I've received two.
Two
I'm
calls?
Not going to tell you the content of them, but it's concerning this. Now, you say it's leaking in your bedroom?
Yes, so two calls before me?
You don't need to know about that. I just want to know. 303 Tower 1, are you at home now?
Yes, of course my home. It's leaking down here.
Okay. I will call my husband and I'll have him go over to your suite.
Wait, were they also complaining about leaking?
No, I'm not going to get into it, what the phone calls were about. I just had a bizarre...
Can you tell me, did Bruce and Marcia go out of town?
I'm not telling you anything, okay? Other than my husband will be at your suite soon.
Hey, you don't have to be a bitch about it.
I'm not being a bitch, all right? And I don't appreciate you calling me. It's just none of your business. I'm trying to tell you
well,
that
then,
in a nice
then
place.
Why did you say it in the first place? You shouldn't have said anything in the first place.
Okay, listen, Erica, my husband will be there in a few minutes, okay? Thank you.
How did you know my name?
I'm the manager.
You know everybody in the building?
That's my job. Your name is Erica Camille, and you moved in October 15th in 2011. And I have your phone number and everything.
Wow. Well,
what do you mean, wow?
Because if you're so good at managing this building, why is there a leak?
I have no idea, Erica. That's why I'm going to have my husband be there, okay? Thank you.
What is this about?
Goodbye. My husband will be there shortly.
Why your husband?
I'm just going to say that you've been using their pool,
okay,
but you don't actually live there. And then you can get on the phone.
Throw me under the bus.
Yeah, I'll just say... You're on the phone, too.
Consumer Enterprises?
Hi, this is Stacy. I live in one of the houses on Cypress Avenue, right by your apartments. I have a bit of a problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so my husband, he's on the phone with me.
Hey there, I'm on the phone, too. I'm on the extension.
Yeah. He keeps going over to your apartments and using your pool.
Why didn't she say hi to me?
And I don't know how to stop him. I don't know what to do. I don't know if you can give him a stern talking to or if you care that he's using your pool. Apparently, he's going over there in the middle of the night. I've been trying to get him to stop, but he just won't. He says that you don't mind, that he personally knows you. He's telling me all these things, and I don't believe them.
So can you settle the bet for us, ma'am? Just settle the bet. Like, it's fine, right?
That's weird. Our pool is locked, so I don't know if he's jumping over the fence.
Yeah, I'm very athletic. I can jump over the fence easily.
Well, that's trespassing, so if the police sees you there in the middle of the night, then you're going to get arrested for doing that.
The police haven't seen him. In fact, I wish they would because he needs to stop doing it.
I keep
waking up in the middle of the night and he's gone.
I go through the backyards, so the police aren't going to be in their backyards. I just jump over the fence through the neighbor's backyard.
Well, if you see him in the night, just go ahead and call the police and
But I can't because I don't know where he is. He comes back and he tells me, "Oh, I went over there. I had to pee," and I just like he claims that our toilet's not working, but it is.
Half the time she thinks I'm down in the kitchen.
What?
I'm just saying half the time you think I'm down in the kitchen, but maybe I'm in the kitchen. Maybe I went to the pool.
Yeah. You know what, Roy? I know where you are. I know that you're not in the house.
Okay. Sorry.
I don't appreciate you lying. First of all, you're lying to this lady. You're not athletic. I think, ma'am, are you keeping the pool open?
I can jump a fence.
No, the pool gets locked. And there's a gate unless she's jumping over or breaking the fence slats. But we do have cameras in the pool area. So
I'm not hurting anything though. I'm just going in there and peeing. That's all.
Well, you're peeing in the pool.
Yeah, because like that's why I go there. I'm not even swimming.
I don't think he can jump the fence. I think you're leaving it unlocked. I would really appreciate it if you would lock your pool. Because then we can stop this from happening.
The pool is getting locked every night.
Then how is he getting in there?
Your lock doesn't work, ma'am. It doesn't work.
He's not athletic, okay. I'm telling you. If I wake up again and my husband's missing, it's going to be y'all's fault that you didn't lock the pool.
Our fault? Sure.
You didn't lock the pool.
Have another issue. It is locked.
I got on Nextdoor, okay, and I've already complained, and they're telling me that they also noticed that you don't lock your pool. I think this is a liability. This is a problem. You cannot convince my husband not to do this.
I think the problem that you have is your husband.
I think you need to mind your own fucking business, lady. Oh, I'm sorry. She had no right to say that to you. I was standing up for you.
She had no right to say that to you.
Called her back.
I am going to tell her I don't appreciate.
You have reached the Anna apartment.
Oh.
Please leave your name and number and we'll call you as soon as
possible. Here, I'll call her from a different number.
Okay. I'll tell her I'm on my cell phone. I'm on my way over.
You have reached the...
Damn it.
She's not having any of your shit.
I ruined it.
I am on my way over right now.
I was confused about that one because you were like, I didn't know if I was like an ex-husband that kept sneaking over to your apartments to use the pool.
Oh, no. I told her I was in one of the houses.
Oh, behind the apartments.
And you kept being gone in the middle of the night and it was her fault for not locking the pool.
I see.
That was her fault.
Stupid me.
And she's like, I think it's your husband's fault. What did she say? I think your husband's the problem. Like, what?
Yeah, fuck her.
Keep your fucking pool locked. Maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
That's right. She's ruining our fucking marriage.
If you want me to say anything, let me know.
Oh, whatever. I don't care. Jump on in and ruin mine like I ruined yours.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. Hoya.
Hey, I'm a tenant here. I have a question.
Hi. Yeah, what's your question?
Well, I got yelled at by my neighbor last night because I was peeing out the window.
You were what?
Peeing out the window.
Okay.
It's not funny when you think about it because like they're like, I hit them.
You hit them with your pee.
Yeah. But the only reason is because you guys lock the pool at night, so I can't go use the pool. Because my wife won't let me use the bathroom.
Okay. What apartment complex do you live at?
Village.
Uh-huh. So you could have peed a bucket or something on a balcony?
No. I'm not a fucking animal. She's on the... My wife's on the extension, and she knows you're laughing at me. Like, you don't need to be flirting with me, because she's on the extension.
Yeah, I don't think that's very respectful. I don't know why we're paying you money, and you're going to tell my husband to pee in a bucket on the, balcony?
Well, why wouldn't you pee in the restroom is the thing. That's what the restroom's for. What apartment? Okay, what apartment number do you
live in? No. Listen,
what apartment
lady,
number do you live in?
Okay, ma'am.
Listen, lady, I'm using the bathroom in the middle of the night taking a bath. I don't need him coming in there and peeing. And
our marriage
the
isn't
fact
that open.
Is, right. And the fact is, no, we pay for this pool. We pay for it. And you need
pee.
To leave it open.
You can't pee into the pool, though. But you can't pee into the pool. What apartment
everybody
number do you live
pees
in?
The pool. Lady, everybody pees in the pool. I don't appreciate your attitude laughing at him. He could get bladder cancer from this.
What apartment number do you live in?
Ma'am.
Look, I just want you to keep the pool open. Give us a key.
We can't keep the pool open for restroom purposes.
Can I ask the lady a question, honey?
Fine. I'll shut up.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't think she'll flirt with me this time. I want to ask a ma'am. Are you telling me you've never in your entire life peed in a swimming pool?
What? Okay, wait. Okay, who's the neighbor that yelled at you? Or who did you pee on?
I don't know.
Who's the neighbor that yelled at you? The downstairs, perhaps?
Some Mexican guy.
Which one?
I don't... Wow. You went there, didn't you? What are you trying to say?
What building are you in? Let's start there. What building are you in so we can get down to the bottom of it? I don't know if you should apologize if you peed on his head.
No, I think that's not the thing we're calling about.
What building are you in?
Why is she laughing at you?
I don't
know.
I'm just saying
just leave the pool open.
Yeah, open the gate.
I don't get it.
Open the gate at night.
We're not going to open the gate at night. I'm sorry.
So we're
not, especially not just to go in there and pee.
We pee in there in the daytime.
Lady, do you live on site?
She's trying to say she doesn't even pee in pools.
I mean, maybe you can knock on her door and she can open it for you.
She says she gets out of the pool and goes and uses the bathroom. Like, that's bullshit.
We have the clubhouse as well. Well, no, we don't need that open.
Can he use your bathroom? I'm using my bathroom.
No, but I definitely let tenants use the clubhouse bathrooms.
In the middle of the night, though?
Well, no, I won't get up in the middle of the night.
She just has a problem because I pee all over the floor.
Oh, wow.
Like in the bathroom, around the toilet.
Uh-huh.
And, excuse me, it's not a perfect stream, it's...
I don't know what to say.
She's just flirting with me again.
You just got yelled at? Is that what the thing is?
Yeah, I think he's
why
not.
You're calling
he just cursed. He just cursed at me, and I don't think that's even a big deal. He's not going to complain, and if he does, I'll apologize.
Okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. So, mm-hmm. Can you not pee off the balcony? Is that an option as well?
Well, if you open the pool gate at night, just leave it open.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm sorry, we have liability. There for liability reasons, we can't do that.
I'm not going to fall in. I'm not stupid.
Okay, so was there something I can help you with? Is there a problem that I could try to resolve for you?
Yeah.
Maybe with the neighbor, perhaps?
Leave the freaking gate open, lady.
We're not going to leave the gate open.
Then where am I supposed to pee? Then I'm going to keep peeing over the balcony. I'm just. I have no choice. What else am I supposed to do?
Pee in a bucket.
Sorry. Well, I mean, something rather than the balcony. I mean, what time was this? What time was this at?
I was trying to pee in the bushes, but it kept going on the sidewalk, and then that guy was walking by. So it was the middle of the night.
Midnight? Two?
No, two or three, probably.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Is there a problem that I could help you resolve other than the...
No, I apologize to the guy. I yelled down that I was sorry.
Okay.
And he was just cursing.
Okay, well,
cursing
I'll see. You know, I mean, I guess it's not a big deal. I'll see if someone gives me a call, and then we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But for now, we can just leave well enough alone.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm sorry, I can't leave the pool open
at
night for liability reasons.
But what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do about my husband, though? He keeps peeing on people. This is not a one-time thing.
We could get him some medication. I don't know.
It's not like I have bladder cancer. Like medication for peeing in the middle of the night? That's like normal.
I mean, perhaps. No, I don't know. But I just know we can't leave the pool open because we can't wake up to someone floating around in there. So we have to close it at night.
I'm not going
to
be swimming in it. I promise.
Okay.
I'm just going to stand.
Look, I have an idea. Why don't you just pee through the fencing of the pool? Can you reach the pool?
I can't go that far, no. Because there's like a lot of concrete in between the fence and the pool. I've tried.
Oh.
Okay, well, I got to get going. So I'm sorry I can't, do anything more for you. But if a tenant calls me and, he's upset that he got his head peed on, I'll deal with that issue. I don't know.
It just splashed on him a little bit. It's not like I peed directly on him. I was peeing in the bush, like in the tree.
A little splash, okay.
Yeah, and it just, like, I got all over the sidewalk. Like, I get all over the bathroom floor when I pee in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
Okay, but why are you saying I need medication?
Well, I mean, perhaps just how can you not pee at nighttime? I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Everybody pees at nighttime.
I know I can't leave the pool open, though.
I don't see why not.
That's for sure.
I don't know. This is going on our Yelp review.
Yep.
Why are you laughing at us?
What about the hot tub?
No, definitely don't pee in there because... So definitely not. That's a smaller body of water.
Yeah, but there's chemicals in there that absorb the pee.
Yeah,
and it's hot. It's like boiling.
Yeah, it's like the same temperature as urine.
Okay, so what building are you in?
It's like,
look, I don't think this is going anywhere. I think we just have to...
Yeah, figure it out ourselves,
maybe find,
apparently.
I don't know.
Maybe move. Maybe move to a better place.
If you pee on that person again? Like that person, I mean, are they violent? Were they violent or
he was just yelling and cursing up at me, but he looked like a pussy, to be honest. I could take him.
Okay, I have to get going, but if anything, if anything more comes up, just give me a call, okay? And let me know and
ma'am,
I'll try to help.
Ma'am, are you married? Are you married? Are you married?
No, I am not.
Okay, so you don't know what it's like, sharing a restroom, sharing a bathroom.
I don't.
So maybe, just put yourself in someone else's shoes and leave the fucking pool open at night.
Can't do that, sorry. Sorry, we're not going to do that.
All right, I'm going to pee on all the residents on purpose.
Just a splash, Dave, please. Okay, so if something comes up, give me a call, okay? Let me know if they get angry with you or anything.
I'm going to come in the office and pee on you.
She sounds like she'd like it.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
she keeps laughing.
Okay, so I have to get going
like
now. Okay, thank you. Call
me
back if anything comes up,
trying
okay?
To steal me
you
from you.
You can go pee on her. I don't mind.
Okay, thank you.
Hey,
bye.
Can my wife videotape it?
Man, it makes me wonder if she's like heard our calls before.
Yeah, she's probably a huge fan. She's probably like, oh my god, I'm gonna be on the Snowplow show. I'm gonna be on the Roy and the Stacy in the Morning show.
I've had one person do that to me before though. I don't know if you remember that, but one time I called someone and they were like, yeah, I'm listening to your show right now.
Oh, how did that happen?
It was a random number.
What?
It was, yeah. And they were just like, okay, you're going to prank call me? It's like, I'm listening to your show right now.
When me and you were doing a show or when you were doing the fun show?
No, that's when Rob the Hyena.
Are you and Corbin?
I was doing it with Rob the Hyena, and I accused Rob of like, you know, setting that one up. And he's like, no, I didn't. I just dialed a random, that was a random number.
That's crazy. So that's on the prank show. Like, it's...
Well, no, that's on the fun show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know which episode. I don't know. Maybe it was on one of those shows that me and Laugh Track Matt and Rob the Hyena did. I don't know.
You probably don't know that I was pranking a bunch of 7-Elevens and doing weird stuff, and I just happened to call the one, this is like a year or two ago, I happened to call the one that Murdoch worked at.
Oh my god.
And he's like, I don't know what you're doing, Brad, but you need to leave me out of it.
Wait, was Murdoch there at the time?
Yeah, he was working. Like, he answered the phone.
Oh, he answered it? Oh my god.
And I forget, like, it's in one of my shows. And I'm sure everyone probably thinks I'm full of shit. Like, I did it on purpose, but... Because I knew he worked at 7-Elevens, but I just wasn't thinking. Maybe subconsciously I did it on purpose.
Maybe. I don't know.
But that was kind of bizarre.
Well, no, you would have to know that he was working at the time and exactly which one he was working at.
Yeah.
So you couldn't do it on purpose.
But I did know what city he lived in, and I was calling every single store in the city.
Maybe you were doing it on purpose.
Yeah, maybe. I swear I wasn't, though.
Did you have to go?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. Soon. In a minute.
The laughing lady.
Yeah, that was a good last call.
Are you going to use that one?
Yeah. I thought that was perfect for a last call. Like, good way to end it.
That was hilarious.
Some lady who thinks we're funny.
Are you going to call her back once you post the show?
No, why would I do that? She'll, like, order, she'll order it taken down. Like, try and sue me.
I don't think so. She sounded like she wanted to be peed on. She's probably waiting at home. Like, he asked me if I was single.
Yeah. I was being kind of an asshole husband there. Like, asking her if she's single and saying I want to pee on her. I'm sorry, honey. She means nothing to me.
Cisco Kids, Cactus Corner. Play those voicemails. Snowplow Show. We put the tingle in the downstairs.
I don't know why the voicemail segment is called Cisco Kid's Cactus Corner, but Cisco Kid, he sent me some numbers recently. I called them all. Those were on the last Hobosode, big old list of employee numbers, and he attached that sound file to the email, and I don't know. Here, maybe this voicemail will answer it. It's from Cisco Kid.
Hey, Brad, it's Cisco Kid, host of the voicemails. So I got a fucking complaint for Stacy. She wants people to complain about her and her shows
this,
or whatever.
This is a good show to do it on. You just heard like an hour of her.
Fuck, or lack thereof. I get to say that she holds my least favorite phone call prank of all time.
Uh-oh. The one about the cancer? Bladder cancer? She's sorry for that one.
She calls up some dude saying that he triggered her or something like that. Because of something he said, and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, that word, don't say that word. And it's making her sick, so she's just like, he's like, what word? She's like, that word. It's just fucking nothing but that for an entire show. If it was just one call, it felt like an entire show.
Where was this?
So, fuck her. Fuck her stupid-ass prank. It's my least favorite of all time.
Right, Stacy.
Piss me off. Fuck you,
Stacy.
Follow the fucking rules and shit.
I kind of want to hear that. Is that on the fun show, or is that on one of my shows? I don't remember that at all.
Brad, Gabe Newell.
Hey.
Listen, there was this hilarious thing you used to do. You would call people pretending to be from the Homeowners Association or some corporation or whatnot.
Yeah.
And when they would hang up on you angrily, you would call them back and assess them some $25 or $50 hang-up fee. That was hilarious.
I'm sorry.
You need to keep doing it. I'm a Patreon supporter, so you have to follow my commands,
damn
or
it.
Else you will lose out on the precious $5 a month that I contribute, which I know you need to sustain yourself.
I had to call you up right now and assess you a $25 fee.
Peace out.
Be like, this is the corporate office. I'm going to have to ask you to raise your Patreon to $25 for being so demanding.
Hello, Brad. It's Acknowledge Me, Bobby.
Hey.
Listen, man. Those Little Flush episodes were so fucking funny, man. It's probably the best shit that I heard in a long time. And if you make a sequel to the Will It Flush episode 3, I will become a monthly Patreon supporter. You got my word, bro.
Okay.
I will support the PLA financially.
I did not hear what you said your name was, but if you're the same guy from the Facebook, you went ahead and became a Patreon supporter already. And I think that means I don't have to do Will It Flush 3. All right. So, haha. But yeah, I'm sure I'm going to do another one of those. Those are fun. It's the easiest prank call to make, really. They get so mad when I tell them why.
Hey, Brad, it's Max Power. So all this talk about time caps got me thinking. You should start another Kickstarter down the road for a PLA-themed time capsule and bury it in Roy, New Mexico, and open it on the year 2069.
Right under the water tower.
I think that would be a really great idea. I think a lot of people would be willing to go ahead and chip in for this one. All right, just an idea.
All right, let's do it, everyone. Everyone, update your Patreon pledges to $50 a month so we can afford to bury a time capsule in Roy, New Mexico, directly below the water tower. It's going to be great.
Hey, Brad, it's Earl Sinclair.
Hey.
I'm very much alive. Listen, man.
That's great.
Brad's Cactus Shack is awesome. I've been binge listening to your stuff all week because I quit TV, and but that still leaves me sitting there.
TV.
It's either listen to you or be paralyzed by the contents of my mind. So I choose to listen to your nonsense.
Okay.
But as far as Brad's Cactus Shack, man, you're like legitimately interesting, man.
Oh, you.
You've done some weird stuff in life. Between getting arrested with fellow underage girls for shoplifting or whatever.
Fellow underage girls.
And, what? Like, just the weirdness of your neighbor, Warren, who
we didn't get arrested.
Drugs and borrowed your phone and you recorded his calls secretly. I want to know, man, what's going on.
Good old felonies that I'm committing here in Albany.
Weird life of yours, because you're legit interesting. A dude who decides to broadcast being obnoxious to strangers on the internet, on the telephone. Yeah, you got some weird stuff going on. So
basically, yeah. I need to be stopped.
Love the show.
Someone needs to stop me.
And that's it. That's the end of this. Bye.
All right. Bye, Earl from Claire. And I agree with him. Everyone should be listening to Brad's Cactus Shack. That's one of the many other podcasts that I do. You can hear that one by going to notla.com. I think there are 11 or maybe 12 episodes of Brad's Cactus Shack now. And everyone thinks I've quit making that show. I just haven't done any in a couple months, okay? Just like I hadn't done any of the Mr. Dabalina shows in a couple of months. I've been busy. And by the way, I did a brand new Mr. Dabalina just a couple days ago. If you want to hear that, that's over at worldofprankcalls.com. And it has the rest of the calls from the Frank Homeowners Association, the one with Frank in it, Frank What's-His-Face, the badass from New Jersey. There was another whole show with those calls in it, and I'd completely forgotten about it. But I found those calls just recently, just a couple months ago, so I made a show out of them. worldofprankcalls.com. But more importantly, notla.com. That's a podcast you need to listen to. Brad's Cactus Shack.
Hey, Brad. You know who this is. You've got to know who this is.
Nope.
But anyhow, I'm, if you could, just stop the voicemail. Don't let anybody else listen to this.
What the fuck?
Please.
Don't,
you know, just
no.
Cancel
no, I'm
this,
playing
you know?
The voicemail.
This is a
you
specific
can't stop
question
me.
I should probably email you. But what if you were to
probably not the whole voicemail, though, because it's a minute and 37 seconds long.
You know, sex offender list and started, you know, calling people pretending to be them and saying stuff to them and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm supposed to call.
I think that violates the terms of service of the sex offender list. You're not allowed to do that.
You let you know I'm moving in your area. Da-da-da-da. I'm wondering, would that be, would you be involving the police with that, or
probably
would that be something that could be?
I mean, don't you think the neighbors would call the police if sex offenders that lived by them were calling them and acting like psychos toward them? I think that sounds like a really bad idea, and you should not do that. I should add that to my list of rules. And hey, look at this, another voicemail by you.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
This is GT. You know who I am. Yes, I just pushed
Greg.
Number one more. I am spoof calling you.
Okay.
Anyhow. So, yeah, I've been seeing that I've been skipping a lot of the intros or whatnot.
That's
but anyhow,
nice.
Should I try to make another song for you or whatnot? You know,
sure,
the,
why not?
For the show.
I suggest you do that.
Just let me know.
That's a better use of your time than calling up people from the sex offender list, or I mean impersonating people from the sex offender list. I'm assuming that's the only question you had. That voicemail went on for a while.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
It's SP Link. It is 5:55 p.m., 80 degrees Fahrenheit
that's
in beautiful
nice.
Roy, Maryland.
Okay.
Come say hi. I got my PLA coin today. It is gorgeous. I also got some stickers. Thank you for that.
No
I'm gonna
problem.
Put a couple of those on my work laptop.
You know, speaking of coins, everyone, there are, I think, either 3 or 4 people from the Kickstarter. They supported the Kickstarter so that they would get coins, and they have not sent me their address yet. Their envelopes, the envelopes are filled with coins and stuff, whatever you got, and they're just sitting over there on my desk. They're just over there looking at me because you guys haven't sent me your address. So you 3 or 4 people who have not yet sent in your address, if you supported the Kickstarter and you're wondering why you don't have a coin yet, that's probably the reason, because I don't have your address. Send me your address, log into Kickstarter, and fill out the survey thing.
Cool. The envelope looked like somebody had stepped on it. Did you do that, you clumsy little boy, you?
Yep.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
That was me. That was a guarantee when I did the coin stuff that I would step on every single one of them. You're welcome for that.
So, 2 things. You know, I always listen to the Snowplow Show. As you know, I always listen to it as I'm falling asleep.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there.
You haven't told me who you are. This is an unfamiliar number. Who the fuck is this?
You know, I hear you mention the phone show every so often, and I'm just always kind of curious, you know, what's the difference between the phone show and the Snowplow Show? Why did you stop the phone show?
Here we go.
Why did you start the Snowplow Show? These are questions that need to be answered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just one of those things. It just, I struggle sometimes. It keeps me up sometimes. I'm like, why did you do that? What was so wrong with it? What's the difference?
Yeah, you know,
and no, I'm not
going
to listen to any of the old phone shows because I don't want to hear old, outdated, potentially 10-year-old news.
Oh, come
I'm
on.
Above that.
Come on.
I'm not a senior citizen
it's
like
fun.
You.
You can hear Skunkworks call in every single week and talk to us about being a basement dweller and which chemicals to use to dissolve bodies and cut through craniums and stuff like that.
But anyway,
it's fun.
That's all I really had to say. Forget the other second point because it's pointless. Well, it's pointless. It's getting too long. So I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Later, skater.
I guess I quit the phone show because I needed a change. Same reason I quit doing the PLA radios and I quit doing the Big Beef Bueno show. Not that I officially ever quit PLA Radio or the Big Beef Bueno Show. There could be more episodes of those someday. I'm just on a 5 or 6 year hiatus. That's all.
Van Buren Avenue.
Okay, thanks for that.
Oh my god, hey, what's up?
Hey.
This is Neon. What's going on, Mr. RBCP?
Oh, hey, Neon. I think I heard you leave this message last night during your show.
I'm going to time myself for a minute and make sure that I go
over. You know, you failed because this is a 44-second long voicemail.
I'm not really timing myself.
Good one.
RBCP. I think you know who he is, but RBCP is actually asking me who RBCP is. So anyway, so you have a cool show. And
thanks, Neon.
I have a t-shirt that I bought like a couple years ago.
That's nice, Neon.
I need a new one. So, and thank you for the coins.
You're welcome, Neon.
Yeah, so pretty swell dude.
All right, bye, Neon. Neon did a show last night. I listened to almost the entire thing. I think it was only an hour long. She does a show every once in a while at Mixler.com/NeonLikeBjork, which I am going to right now to see if she archived last night's show. And she did not. What the hell, Neon? I was going to put a link to it. I guess I'll just put a link to your show reel and maybe you'll put it up later. But she called a few people last night. She played some music. She played a song that I hadn't heard since the 80s. The ending credits song from the movie Summer School, which I have not seen since the 80s and have had no desire to see since the 80s, mostly because I have the entire movie memorized since I watched it so many times in the 80s. But still, I was like, holy shit, I remember this song for some reason. I actually looked for it on Spotify last night and it didn't even exist on there. Otherwise, I would play it right now because this is the end of the show and I need to figure out a song to play on the end of the show. Or, you know what? No, I think instead of doing that, I am going to end today's show with another prank that me and Stacy did. Because you guys haven't heard enough of me and Stacy yet. And for all we know, we're not going to hear from Stacy ever again. Or if we do, it'll probably be like in 2023. So screw music. Let's just listen to one more prank that was made years and years ago by me and Stacy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you to the sponsors, FOD87, Thunor High School Graduate, Jessica Al and Jamie F. F is in Frank. And if you enjoy this show, please support it over at Patreon. Supporting the show helps make more shows happen. You get access to a bunch of secret shows, over 100 of them now, and you get a brand new secret show every single week. You'd be crazy not to support this show for just $5 a month. So go over to patreon.com/phonelosers and do that. Bye, everyone. Here's me and Stacy.
Jack speaking.
Hi, is this a sign company?
Yep.
Yeah, I just need a really big sign made. Like, I guess vinyl, maybe?
Okay. Is this for outdoors, indoors?
Outdoors, I think. Yeah, definitely outdoors. Like a big, okay. I don't know, like 40 foot by 20 foot or something.
Okay.
Can you do like signs that big?
It's definitely a possibility. I guess I'd have to find out more. So is this going to be, is it like a banner material or is this like a solid substrate or?
Oh, I don't know. Like I was thinking like a vinyl type thing. I want to stretch it between two phone poles across the street.
Okay.
Like, yeah, do you know how big a street is? Like, how long a street is?
How long a street is?
You know, all how wide a street is. Because it has to be, I want to stretch between two foam poles so all the cars see it.
So it's going across the street?
Yeah, yeah. Like, up high so the cars won't hit it, hopefully.
Okay. So you don't want it 20 by 40. You probably only want it, like, 3 foot by, like, 20 feet or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I want to put quite a bit of text on it. Then we'll make sure that everyone can read it.
So are you going through the town? Because typically they would, like, the electrical department is the one that puts those sort of things up.
No, I'm going to be doing this kind of on the DL.
Okay. Can I take down your number and have the owner call you back?
Well, do you know how much a sign like that would be? And does it charge, like, by the letter?
Yeah, No, it's by size, and...
Do you know if I can fit all this lettering on one sign? Like, if it's just...
Without knowing what the lettering is, I don't know.
Well, you know, I can tell you.
Okay.
I want to say, Carolyn, you stupid fucking whore, I know you've been cheating on me. It's over. We're through. Don't come home tonight.
Yeah, I don't think that's something we're going to get involved in.
Well, would that all fit? Like, is it 20 feet across for a street? Do you know, like, what's the average street?
To be honest, I don't know.
One lane each way. I want her to see it on the way to work.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go.
But I want that part to be in black, but then underneath in red lettering, I want to be like, P.S. I fucked your sister.
Good afternoon, ScienTech.
Oh, hi. No. My name is Stacy. Mm-hmm. I think my husband just called. I just saw on our call log. And, like, our anniversary's coming up, and I'm just really excited because, like, he's usually not the romantic type, and I just wanted to know, like, is he trying to make a sign for me or what? Because it's like...
I think so. I'm basically answering the phone because the girl who wanted to was afraid to. So if you want to tell me what it is that you need, I can help you out.
Ask her what he wanted to say. Because, like, I really can't wait to know.
You want to know what he was doing for you?
Yeah.
She was just kind of in the middle of explaining it to me when you called, so I haven't gotten a complete answer to that.
Okay, well, I'll wait.
Okay, hang on for 1 second. I'll put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
Oh, great.
Too late.
I'm going to put on my zoot suit.
Hi there.
Hi.
Are you there?
What did she say?
Okay. This is one I really don't want to get involved in. It wasn't pleasant. Your name's Carolyn, is that correct?
Yeah.
It wasn't pleasant. Danny hung up on him because what he was saying was very nasty, and I don't think he was trying to be romantic. I don't like having to tell you this, but...
He's not a very nasty person. He's a very nice guy. Maybe I should make a sign for how much I love... No, wait. I want to make a sign for how much I love him. Can we do that? And I was just maybe...
What do you want it to say?
Garage door? Well, I was thinking, like, I could put it... Something I can put on the garage door so when he comes home, he'll see it before he opens the garage.
Okay, but what did you want it to say?
I wanted to say thank you for being a sweetheart. Something like that. You know, I love you, happy anniversary. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, Carolyn. When I say that what he wanted to say was nasty, I mean it was very nasty. And
is he apologizing for something, or?
No, he's not. He's not got anything nice to say about you.
Well, maybe I think like a more kinky sign, like, I love your cock. No, I mean,
Carolyn,
is that better?
Carolyn, listen to me for a second. Okay. Listen to me for a second. This is why she hung up on him, okay? He wanted a 20-foot by 40-foot banner that said, Carolyn, you bitch, I know you've been cheating on me. Don't bother coming home tonight.
But I...
Okay? You don't need to explain this to me, Carolyn. I'm just telling you that I'm not making what he wants, and I really think you need to talk to him before you guys put up any more signs.
You're making that up. I think you're making that up. There's no way he would
say
that. He's not
Carolyn,
a vile
person. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but at this point, I don't feel that I can do business with either one of you. I think that this is something you guys got to handle yourselves.
Well, that's not very nice.
If you want to make up a banner, go down to Kinko's, FedEx, or Staples and ask them to make you a banner. They can do it very inexpensively and very quickly.
I think you just want to bang my husband.
I mean, I've never had a call like this in my whole life.